The minister and those on the government benches can trumpet all the aspirational target figures they want, but the stark reality is that these targets are not being met and will not be met. This plan is failing and will continue to fail. It is failing primarily because it is built on a foundation of sand that is the government's hard right-wing ideological belief that the market will provide. A blatant fallacy that time and time again has produced the same failed result, yet Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens remain wedded to it. It must be some form of political Stockholm syndrome. At a recent meeting with Donegal County Council, we were told that while they have a target of 878 housing units by 2026, the realistic output will leave them around 30% short of this figure. They are hamstrung by the inability to fund appropriate land purchases. The last Housing for All quarterly report noted that in Donegal, since its inception, approved housing bodies have had no funding whatsoever approved. I raise the issue of the financial matrix that is constraining approved housing bodies in rural counties such as Donegal with the Taoiseach in March of this year. Nothing has been done. Since the budget last week, I've been inundated with calls from across the constituency, from those near the income thresholds for social housing, asking where they're going to be kicked off the list. Did you even consider this at all during your budget preparations? Or were you hoping that it would be missed and that you get to skim another raft of people off the list and claim it as a policy victory? Because if you shorten the list, surely you're having success in providing housing. You increased the thresholds of only 5 of 31 local authorities last month, and there wasn't rhyme or reason as to how this decision was arrived at. You don't know the true scale of this crisis because you don't want to know, I believe. And all the fancy infographics in the world won't change that. And the reality is that if you increase the social welfare figures, the amounts of people are getting, you're going to throw them off the list, or are you going to actually change? And maybe you should announce that now, that say that people won't be removed from the list, because unfortunately, I believe they will be, and that'll be a success as far as you're concerned. Thanks.